There's an effort underway to preserve the distinctive African-American character of the Central District. The idea is to make the area Seattle's next official arts and culture district. Vivian Phillips is marketing director for the Seattle Theater Group, and we talked about why she's behind the effort.
I'm a native of Seattle. I grew up in the central area. I currently live like five blocks away from the house that I was raised in. And watching the change of the neighborhood in some ways feels like an erasure of my past. And I mean, change happens. Change is normally good. But I think that if we don't secure some of the history, preserve some of the legacy, the African-American art and cultural legacy that was so rich at the time that I was growing up in the central area, I think it'll be lost forever.
You mentioned that you were born and raised in the Central District.
Yep.
What are some of the arts and culture venues, or is there an arts and culture venue you can tell us about from your childhood that's no longer there?
Well, you know, I grew up in a time when it was predominantly African American. And so there were lots of arts and culture places, right? They weren't formal establishments, so to speak. But both my father was a Mason and my mother was an Eastern Star. And there was a place over on 27th and Cherry where the Masons and the Eastern Star met. There is now the Masonic Hall right on 24th and Main Street. But that place is where a lot of my neighbors, my friends, and I used to go and dance and entertain. There was this one place that I died to go to, and it was called Birdland. And Birdland was right on 22nd in Madison. And my older brothers and cousins always went to Birdland, and it was like my dream that I would get to be 18 and go to Birdland. I turned 18, and Birdland was torn down and made way for the Madison Plaza.
All right, how does an arts and culture district slow that down or change that dynamic?
I think what we're recognizing is that the change of the neighborhood is probably not going to slow that much, but at least we won't be in a position where we're erasing some of the past. The corner of 23rd and Union was always a really vibrant corner for me growing up. We've seen a lot of different places go up there where the neighbor lady is right now. At one time was Helen's Diner, and then at another time was Thompson's Point of View, a gathering place for the entire community. So we know that things are changing and things are going away, but what we're hoping to do is to illuminate what remains. Mm. There's a string of parks throughout the central area named for African Americans, and I don't see any real connection to all of those parks. How do we illuminate that? How do we really talk about the history and the legacy, particularly as it relates to music? The Quincy Jones Auditorium, now connected to Garfield High School, is a place I've never been into. It's not because I can't go in there, but I don't feel invited right now. And I'm hoping that that kind of thing will change, that we'll be able to reconnect ourselves to the legacy of African Americans in the central area.
I'm wondering if there's a question just in your mind in this planning process about the ways in which arts and culture can also draw people to a place, which in turn can lead to gentrification. So how do you sort that out?
The enemy of ourselves, correct? Well, I think, you know, I look at Harlem as an example of a place that's been incredibly gentrified. But there's still the vibrancy of Black life happening there. So everybody, it's no longer the predominantly African-American community it once was, but we all enjoy that legacy. And so what I'm hoping and what we are hoping to do is to establish a way in which everyone can be a participant. So it's not just a gentrified community, but it is a place that Black people want to come to and be in as well.
So not stopping change, because that's
we can't
not possible,
stop change.
But shaping
no,
change.
But shaping change, absolutely. And being a participant in it.
Take that one step further. What's your vision for this future of the Central District overall?
I see a vibrant, walkable community that connects you from, say, perhaps a location around 23rd and Jackson. I know there's a lot of redevelopment planned for that. And that you could walk through or take a short drive to the Douglas Truth Library or going south to the Jimi Hendrix Park and the Northwest African American Museum and having a real full experience, a real full understanding of who built that that area to a large extent. I see a place that has more than your 9-to-5 operation, that it's a place that's vibrant all day long and into the evening. So people are gathering. And so it's that kind of vibrancy that we're hoping to accomplish through arts and culture for everyone.
Economic and arts development.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It has to have an economic foundation, and it has to be attractive for everyone.
Vivian Phillips is with the Seattle Theater Group. And full disclosure, she's also a member of KUOW's Board of Directors. The City Council is expected to vote on this plan in December.